Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Once upon a time in a galaxy far, far away, there was YouTube. It was a glorious place. You could post a video on just about anything. As long as it didn't have any adult content involved in it, you could post the video. And this was great because heretofore, unless you managed to find a gun range that had guns for rent, and they actually had a gun you were interested in buying to rent, you couldn't really try out the gun you might be into. So along comes YouTube and the Hickok 45s and, you know, the Such Double Zeros and all these guys out there, and they're all testing these guns out, and you get to have somebody giving you an opinion. Then the platform started restricting certain things, especially in 2016. In 2016, they discovered that social media was actually being used to get out the word. And they had a few other things, too. On YouTube, for example, Logan Paul, a very big YouTube influencer, he released a video in the Japanese suicide forest, standing beside somebody who had killed himself and put it up on YouTube. And then he got canceled. He's being canceled now as well, but, you know, that's a story for another day. Now, other restrictions don't, especially when it comes to guns, because you can post a clip from a movie using a gun in just about any way, shape, or fashion you want to, depicting all kinds of violence. Now, the early YouTube anti-gun efforts were driven in part by that same media I was just talking about just a minute ago. It was very easy to chalk this up to some sort of a PR effort. And since then, it has not improved. Now, YouTube recently changed their rules. And a lot of, you know, very big channels, much bigger than mine, they woke up and years, decades of work were gone because their channels were deleted. And a lot of people reached out to YouTube. YouTube does this sort of, unless you're of a certain stature, you can't really reach out to them and say, hey, what are you doing? And why? So, but now they've reversed their course on deleting videos and channels featuring videos where there was a suppressor attached to the gun. And they're saying that it was a mistake that this was happening, and this was all because of an algorithm being run by a machine. And their statement is basically, recent moderation efforts aimed at videos where sound suppressors are affixed to guns were a mistake. The takedowns and channel strikes had appeared to affect videos, whether attaching the suppressor was a part of a guide or just incidental. And the company says now, in the process of restoring videos and channels that were wrongly flagged. A YouTube spokesperson told the Reload, upon review, we determined the videos in question are not violative of our community guidelines and have reinstated them. When it was brought to our attention that content had been mistakenly removed, we reviewed it and we take appropriate action, including reinstating and removing associated strikes. Some of these channels on YouTube had upwards of 10 million followers run by suppressor manufacturers or professional content creators, and those with a few dozen followers run by hobbyists had videos taken down and appeals denied. And this is a splendid case study when you get out there and you look at moderation controversies that you always see coming out of one of these tech giants and how it approaches gun content on its platform. It may spurn further distrust among gun owners looking to post or consume videos, and it could invite further scrutiny from already tech-skeptical Republicans who just took control of the House of Representatives. And the takedown sparked outrage and panic among gun channels on the platform. The official channels of Silencer Co., Ammo Land, and Recoil Magazine were all deleted outright. Silencer Central had numerous videos pulled down, individual videos from creators including Demolition Ranch, Grand Thumb, and Top Shot Dustin, and many more were taken down, and they were all told they'd violated the company's firearm policy on automated notification emails, which turns out not to be true. Now, at the heart of things, they were initially saying that these videos violated the policies on not showing how to manufacture firearms or modify them. But the problem is that they didn't do that because attaching a suppressor to a firearm isn't a weapon modification. The modification is the threaded barrel. That's already there, so just screwing something onto it is not modifying it. It is actually putting something on it that is designed to be there. YouTube is full of movie clips, like I said, showing people doing the exact same thing, oddly enough. And now, it's being admitted that this was a mistake. And this happened as a result of a moderation algorithm. Because, after all, no one actually saw these videos before they were removed. Now, I get why they use an algorithm, because they just don't have enough eyes. YouTube sees 500 hours of content uploaded on its platform every minute as of June 2022. You can't hire enough people to moderate all that material. So algorithms make sense. But it seems like they need to use the algorithm to flag content for a human rather than just deleting videos. But then again, this is YouTube. And, you know, this will probably happen again. And there's little reason they won't decide next time to just lean into the mistake. One channel called Forgotten Weapons told the Reload, YouTube is a fundamentally unreliable partner that refuses to talk to its creators and actively works against them. They have no interest in the things that originally made YouTube a great place to find information. They are only trying to change an ever-shrinking attention span to feed ads to a constantly scrolling feed of flashy distractions. And I really wish I'd been the one to say that, because that is a very unreliable partner, yeah. And it should be noted that this goes well beyond gun channels on the platform. Plenty of other people have had issues, so it isn't just about guns. It's about a systemic failing at the platform. The fact that they're so anti-gun in general just makes it more difficult to figure out whether the problem is maliciousness or incompetence, if not both. But either way, the channels are going to come back. The question now becomes whether or not anyone is remotely interested in continuing to play in this particular sandbox, especially with the reported poor communication from the company. Might be time to go rumble. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. ¶¶
such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. I've been hearing the the theme to the Beverly Hillbillies in my head a lot. Loaded up the truck and moved to Beverly. Recent LA Times article came out with a headline with a mention of the governor's gun control proposal. And then, according to their polls that they took, the majority of folks in the state support the measures to go on top of the already failed measures that are already in place that didn't stop anything. And now there's going to be more measures to go with the measures that aren't stopping anything. And the new measures, of course, will not stop anything. And a majority of the people in the state support them. And it's a straightforward statement. Unfortunately, the good people of California exist in a constant state of the Stockholm Syndrome. So the most gun-controlled state in the United States, well, full of Stockholm Syndrome sufferers. And that's the real story that the LA Times missed. Now, what they're going to do in California, for the most part, they're going to go after the law-abiding who are qualified by their standards to carry a concealed loaded gun. And they're going to make it harder. And they're going to make the places they can carry smaller, the number of them. And twice as many likely voters think it's more important to control gun ownership than it is to protect gun rights. According to a survey released Wednesday by supposedly the Nonpartisan Public Policy Institute of California. Now, I guess that could partially explain some of it. And I don't know. A lot of bills out there percolating in the most gun control place out there. Some of them good. Well, let me rephrase that. None of them good. But I digress. Let's move on. In the poll, those surveyed were asked what they thought was more important, protecting the right of Americans to own guns or controlling gun ownership. And likely voters favored gun control overwhelmingly by 66% to 34%. Now, this is a result of media lies and studies and politicians and all this other stuff. Every demographic groups agreed strongly except Republicans, 78% of whom favored gun rights. Among Democrats, 87% thought gun control was more important. Voters in the largely rural Central Valley were more closely divided, opting for gun control by only 51% to 48%. But in the urban centers, where they are, you know, L.A. and the San Francisco Bay Area, 74% of voters want gun control. And in the meantime, shop owners are getting, you know, they're getting arrested for hosing off people, vagrants in front of their shops in San Francisco that have fouled the front of their shop. They're having to hose that off, and the person won't move, and they try to get them to move by hosing them. Then they get arrested. Now, this doesn't surprise me because we're talking about California. I don't know why they feel about guns the way they do, but they do. They simply do. But this squarely puts respondents in the position of picking gun control or the right to keep and bear arms. And a overwhelming number basically said, screw the right. Screw your rights. And if you can't see why that's a problem, you should probably seek help. These are people who legitimately think that rights are actually up for debate. Now, there are some people that are completely, you know, they couldn't care less about guns. It's not even a thing. They don't dislike them. They don't like them. But even those who don't care about in general should be alarmed because if people will think this about the Second Amendment, how long about before they start saying the same thing about the First? We can't just be saying whatever we want, whenever we want. That might incite something. Or the Fourth. Sometimes we have to just go ahead and do away with due process and move on to for the greater good. Your rights pre-existed prior to this current form of government, prior to any form of government, simply by your birth. They're not fodder for some debate, and they're enshrined in the Constitution because the Founding Fathers recognized that there could be no debate over such natural rights. Not in California, not literally anywhere else in the nation either. And the fact that this poll makes it very clear that our rights don't matter to these people. And no, absolutely not. I am not surprised by this at all. And I'm still terrified by it. And make no mistake, once you allow rights to be circumvented because of the wishes of others, it's just a matter of time before that infringement is used to justify more infringements, because they don't work. They don't stop the ones that they say they're aimed at. Now, you may not care about guns, but do you care about freedom? And if you care about keeping the rights, keeping the freedom that you're exercising right now, you probably need to recognize the problem that we're facing here. Because one of the big things about California is California thinks we should all be like California. And, you know, they also seem to think, especially in the Stockholm syndrome that we're facing here, they're basically the Roman mob, what we have here. Your rights do not go away based upon a survey or a poll or a popularity poll or any of that nonsense. Because if they did, then if a mob comes along, then they can decide whether or not you got rights. And you do have rights. You have rights all the time. Every minute of the day, you have rights. And nobody gets to decide you don't get them because you were born with them. It just, you know. California, I swear. I mean, I sit there and I'm like, I've never been there except for a Lavo over in coming out of SHOT Show one year, and I'm never going to go. Never going to go to California. Because California is toxic. And the people of California have mutated. And they don't, you know, they're so used to it now, they don't recognize what's going on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News update. More than 3,000 people are dead from earthquakes that ravaged Turkey and Syria. Just over half those deaths have occurred in Turkey. The first quake was a magnitude 7.8. The second tremor was just below that. Federal prosecutors say two people are under arrest for wanting to completely destroy Baltimore. A U.S. attorney described one of the suspects as a neo-Nazi leader. Officials say they were looking to attack energy substations in Baltimore since the city is predominantly black. The White House today condemning China for flying its suspected spy balloon over the United States.
China's, we believe, irresponsible action were visible for the American and the world to see.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the Biden administration will continue to keep open lines of communication with China, and it's up to that country on what kind of relationship it wants to have with the United States. John Schaefer, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Recently, with the flip in power that we saw in the House, the Democrats sort of lost their mind. They made a big hullabaloo about three of their representatives getting booted from House committees in what was political payback for what they started with the bootings of House GOP members from committees in the previous term. I don't know why they didn't think that was going to happen. Now, and they're acting like political payback, like they've never heard of that. And while they're out there caterwauling about that, they're caterwauling about death threats in a pathetic bid to either avoid getting thrown off their committee or shame them afterwards. Like Representative Eric Swalwell howling about death threats just after he was thrown out. And we get this. This is purely about political vengeance. And he added that the cost isn't just the loss of their valuable participation, but the death threats that Ms. Omar, myself, and Mr. Schiff keep getting because Mr. McCarthy continues to aim and project these smears against us. Even though we have said publicly that these smears are bringing death threats, he continues to do it, which makes us believe there's an intent behind it. Ilhan Omar, before she got kicked out. These threats increase whenever Republicans put a target on my back. They can, and she shared audio of a death threat her office received. They can continue to target me, but they will never stop me from fighting for a more just world. Then there's AOC. I had a member of the Republican caucus threaten my life, and the Republican caucus rewarded him with one of the most prestigious committee assignments in this Congress. Don't tell me this is about consistency. This is about targeting women of color in the United States of America. And she slapped the lectern with her little notebook to, show her righteous indignation. And it didn't actually work. It was not a very persuasive bid to generate sympathy, as if death threats are somehow unique to Democrats. And, you know, we have reality that we can look at, and they may want to back off some of those claims, because in New Jersey, a Republican city councilwoman for the city of Sarverville, Eunice Dwumfor, was gunned down in what may have been political violence, which is a hell of a lot more than a threat. The motive for the apparently targeted hit on her by a masked man, which happened as she was driving her car home, is as yet unknown. Well, there's a lot of political players in the dirty sewage of New Jersey politics who didn't like her. She came into office in 2022 by surprise, unseating a longtime Democrat. She's a black American, born in the U.S. of parents from Ghana, meaning that as a Republican, she would have been the target of particular bile from angry Democrats, just by the virtue of being black and a Republican. And doubly so by unseating someone who had a sense of entitlement to the seat. Black conservatives have repeatedly noted that this is their reality. And according to a profile in the New York Post, she targeted a Democrat politician for investigation for corruption. And less than a year into her first term as Sarahville's council, she was one of two Republicans who moved a resolution for local investigation into disgraced former Democratic councilman Thomas Palando's role in a strip club bribery scheme. See, this is why they, this is why they had the Sopranos in New Jersey. New Jersey politics is already a lot of sewage. The strip club world would be even more corrupt and violent. And she may have made someone angry and vengeful on that front. There's also organized crime in that state, and this kind of hit is their modus operandi. And she may have stepped on some toes or refused to be bought, or they just didn't like her because she was a black outsider. This doesn't mean it wasn't political either, just that there are many angles in which it may come about. There are other potential reasons that investigators in the cold-blooded execution-style murder should check. There was a man who lost a lawsuit he launched against her over a car wreck. She was newly married, which means there may have been a rejected suitor or a bad boyfriend in the picture. But the potential for this being political violence is pretty high. Republicans have been targets of violence in the past years at an absolutely unheard extent up to this point. The near murder of Representative Steve Scalise, three others by rifle-wielding Bernie Bro, John Hodgkinson in 2017, which left Scalise severely wounded. There were numerous threats against Trump during his presidency. There was a near stabbing of Representative Lee Zeldin by another crazed leftist as the latter campaigned for governor of New York. The assassination attempt of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh outside his home in 2022. Again, by another crazed leftist upset by an abortion ruling. There's also the hammer attack on the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in 2022 by an illegal immigrant from Canada whose crazed and pathetic life revolved around drugs, not Republican-related. And thus far, the weight of the evidence shows that the political violence is coming from the left. And we're not talking about somebody getting out there and saying, well, you're going to die tonight, you right-wing guy. Going to die tonight, right-wing guy. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about attacks and thwarted attacks. Now we have a New Jersey councilwoman murdered, and is it too much to consider that this could be political violence? Now, we don't hear a peep out of the Democrats crying wolf about death threats. They don't care about political violence as it actually happens. They actually, it sort of serves their purpose. Even if this killing is not politically related, it was unprovoked violence against a black woman, which is the biggest victim class in the United States today. And that deserves condemnation just by itself. But these Democrats are only using the idea of death threats to reap political points. And this shows what a hypocritical bunch we have here. While they were yelling death threats, an elected leader in New Jersey was being murdered. Now, I'm sure we'll continue to hear the bleeding from them like the sheep. You know? I'm sure we'll continue to hear that. But they default to violence. That's one thing I don't ever see the news ever saying. The left defaults to violence. All the time, always, every day, that's where they go. That's what they call for. That's what they want. They're not out there doing some things and saying, well, we need to not have that happen. Everybody pull back. Stand down. We do not need to have this kind of aggression happening in the United States. We don't have that. Instead, we got Maxine Waters out there telling everybody to get in the grill. Chucky Schumer's out there saying you've reaped the whirlwind. You know? Lots of people out there. Lots of people out there. They bring the violence. I don't know. You don't understand what you're asking for. You're not going to be getting out there doing something that we haven't seen before and that we don't know how to deal with now. That's just a simple fact. You can live with that, I'm sure. I know you talk the game. You talk the game all the time. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. One question I keep asking myself, and I already know the answer to this, but I keep asking myself anyway. When will the fascist left admit that it has blood on its collective hands and figure out it's time to restore the people's common sense civil rights? From The Prince, 1537, Niccolo Machiavelli. There is no comparison whatever between an armed and disarmed man. It is not reasonable to suppose that one who is armed will obey willingly one who is unarmed, or that any unarmed man will remain safe. Now, you probably noticed that even with it being Asian on Asian, and even with it having thwarted gun control that was in place already, the national socialist media spent little time trying to exploit the recent rampage killings that happened there. The anti-liberty authoritarians of the fascist far left live to exploit other people's pain. And they do it with alarming regularity. Because they're looking for political points. And aside from a few perfunctory calls for more restrictions on liberty, they only issued only desperate excuses for why their gun-grabbing agenda didn't work. There's a reason it didn't work. It didn't work because it's not going to work. Criminals are bound only by their creativity and their imagination. Now, one thing, though, that didn't happen was where was the usual wall-to-wall coverage stretching on for weeks, so the result will be a new set of incremental restrictions on our civil rights? Where were the endless repetitions of names and images and backgrounds of the mass murderers who spread the media contagion? Spread from it once more, you know? It wasn't just that the mass murders didn't meet the proper media profile. They're always ready to push the propaganda for ratings. It just happens to further inspired some more attacks, as it always does, through the known phenomena of media contagion, because that's always good for business. We can get more gun control if we have more of these attacks. More people die. Icing on the cake. Why weren't the ghouls of the gun-grabbing lobby looking for more restrictions on liberty? Why would they let a golden opportunity to take guns away from the innocent slip by? And it wasn't just the perpetrator profiles. The National Socialist media and the gun grabbers have just about everything they ever wanted in controlling other people in the state. I mean, it's just about as far as it can go. I mean, when they get out there and they announce more gun control in California, I'm like, what? What have they not done already once? They've run out of ideas outside of outright gun confiscation. So now they have two big problems. They have nothing else to offer. And everybody's wondering why their liberty restriction agenda isn't working. According to the moms looking for action in every town, California is a perfect model for their agenda. With every demand they've ever wanted on the books, and with the people disarmed, they were easily slaughtered, as always is the case with gun control when it's actually followed. And you would think that they would show some remorse for disarming the innocent and thereby increasing the carnage, but you'd be wrong about that. Being a leftist means never having to say you're sorry. It's always somebody else's fault when their policy proposals designed to enhance their power get people killed. And then they blithely move on, skipping to Malou, when they fail. They just make more demands against your basic freedoms without even a hint of guilt, humility, self-awareness, anything, except when they run up against the brick wall of getting everything they wanted. And that still doesn't work. Like, that couldn't be seen coming. Then they have to move on to the next surrounding area to try it all over again. And when restrictions on liberty fail in a city, they blame it on the surrounding area in the county. Then when those fail in a county, they blame it on the state. When these fail in the state, they blame it on the nation. And when those inevitably fail once again, they blame the surrounding areas around a country. And they can never quite explain how that works around the island nations of New Zealand, Australia, and the UK. But I digress. At some point, don't we have the right to ask when their ever-vaunted gun safety agenda is going to work? When is it going to bear some fruit? If not in one of the largest states in the lower 48, then where? They've got everything they want. They've got a populace that goes, well, yeah, this is good, yeah. Yeah, I think there should be more gun control. People shouldn't have guns. I mean, why do civilians need guns? Why do civilians need weapons of war? They don't need them. They're civilians. You know, just the name alone tells you that they don't need them because they're civilians. Kills me. It always kills me. If they're going to illogically claim that depriving people of their common sense civil rights protects them, then let's see some results instead of lying with language and an endless supply of bovine soil enhancement. And people's lives are at stake, and this isn't about virtue signaling or photo ops with small groups of people in red shirts. If they're going to promise peace and safety and they fail to deliver, well, okay, who's responsible for that? Let's just say it out loud, shall we? Because I say it out loud a lot, and I mean, this is just me saying it out loud again. Gun control gets people killed. Depriving people of their means of self-defense does nothing to protect them, especially when you're doing three other things. You've decriminalized crime, you're letting a bunch of criminals out, you're not charging anybody with anything, and you have you've cut back on police. You have vilified the police. Now the police, even if they're in a righteous position, they're not going to move because now they're just guarding their pensions. This should all be very bloody obvious to anyone with any sort of an iota of common sense. And you have those who toss off simplistic rubbish such as remove guns and you'll have zero or few deaths by gun. Well, listen, you're talking about 18% of violence that involves guns. The other 82% does not. They will self-assuredly claim that banning scary-looking guns and magazines of certain sizes, and they rarely specify the size, and the poltergeist pistols will supposedly save lives, and they just won't be able to get into the details about how that's going to actually happen. We're supposed to be dependent on the government. That's what they're trying to set up. They want you to be dependent on the government. And for our protection anyway, even though case law, if you actually tried to hold them to that, case law says, well, no, you're not. You can't hold us to that. So have you noticed that they don't even believe in their most basic of policy proposals, a massacre zone, also known as a gun-free zone? They virtue signal all day long about keeping guns away from sensitive places, but you better believe they will have taxpayer-funded armed security whenever they wherever they reside, whether it's in a sensitive place or not. Meanwhile, they're very happy to impose their massacre zones on the little people because they care so much. And consider this thought experiment. What would you do if you wanted to deliberately encourage mass shootings resulting in as many deaths as possible at one time? How would you make sure there were plenty of mass casualty events to bring forth the clarion call for more gun control? The answer is you would set up situations where the innocent are disarmed by silly rules or signs that only good people are going to obey. And the result would be that only the bad guys would have guns and they could kill with impunity. Gun control is based upon a false premise. That's all you got to remember. And with that, I'll be back in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.